Good morning. It's Monday, September 7th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, a deadly crash has disrupted one of America's busiest travel weekends. An Amazon Air Boeing 767 cargo plane overshot the runway while landing at Miami International Airport on Sunday, killing five people and seriously injuring five others. The aircraft, operated by North Carolina-based 21 Air, had flown from San Juan, Puerto Rico, when it crashed shortly before 2 p.m. local time and struck vehicles on the ground. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said rescue crews arrived within seconds. Fire Chief Raya Jadala said three injured people were in critical condition. More than 200 firefighters responded, extinguishing the flames, although a fuel leak remained. The National Transportation Safety Board will investigate the cause, with a news conference expected Monday. Another news. Americans heading out for the final summer holiday are facing an expensive trip to the pump. Gasoline prices are expected to reach a record national average of about $4.03 per gallon on Labor Day, according to GasBuddy analyst Patrick DeHaan. The average stood around $4.13 on Thursday, nearly a dollar higher than the same period last year. Rising crude oil prices, renewed fighting involving the United States and Iran, and concerns over global fuel supplies have pushed costs higher. Diesel prices have also reached record levels, while airfares are expected to be about 20% higher than last year. Analysts say there is little room to quickly increase domestic fuel supplies. For many Americans, the higher prices are forcing cuts to holiday travel and everyday spending. Around the world, tensions between Iran and the United States are rising again, as Tehran promises a stronger response to any future attacks. Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakar Khalibaf said on Sunday that attacks against Iran's interests and security would receive a faster, heavier, and more painful response. His warning followed renewed military action, including U.S. strikes on three Iranian vessels, after Iran's Revolutionary Guard launched ballistic missiles at two U.S. Navy ships. Iranian officials also said a restricted zone would soon be announced around the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, Tehran is confronting growing economic pressure from sanctions and disrupted oil exports. Economy Minister Ali Madanizadeh said Iran would respond with economic reforms rather than change course under U.S. pressure. The renewed confrontation leaves global energy markets facing continued uncertainty. Another news. After years of war, Washington says a new diplomatic opening may be emerging between Russia and Ukraine. U.S. envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner met Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Sunday, following several hours of talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow. Witkoff said the U.S. delegation had heard new ideas in Moscow and hoped another round of U.S.-mediated negotiations could be announced soon. Zelensky described the Kyiv meeting as very substantive and said Ukraine was ready for trilateral talks. Discussions included security guarantees, economic support, and preparations for another difficult winter. However, major disagreements remain, particularly over the future of the Donbas region. Russia and Ukraine have also temporarily paused strikes on each other's capitals, although fighting continues along the front. Another news. Fresh Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon have raised tensions despite a truce between Israel and Lebanon. Lebanese authorities said seven people were killed on Sunday, including two women, while 20 others were wounded in strikes around Nabatieh and nearby areas. One strike completely destroyed the out-of-service Gandor Hospital, according to Lebanon's health ministry. Lebanese President Joseph Aoun condemned the attacks as a dangerous escalation, saying they had reached state institutions and health facilities. He called on Washington and the international community to urgently intervene and stop what he described as violations. Lebanon's national news agency reported that several sites were hit, including a historical building and government offices. The latest violence comes despite an existing framework between Israel and Lebanon, raising fresh concerns about the durability of the truce. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening,